have never felt as beautiful as I do now. I've never loved myself this much. I've never been this confident in exactly how God created me to be, not needing validation from society or just anyone at all. And it's not like I've had a massive glow up, my dark spots have disappeared, and I now have the glossiest skin, the perfect hourglass body, or whatever else society deems as beautiful. It's not because I now fit society's beauty standards better. So what exactly changed giving my life to Christ? Like, who would have thought that building a relationship with God doesn't just come with, you know, purpose, peace, comfort, love, and all of that, but it also comes with overcoming insecurities and finally seeing how beautiful God created you to be. Like, the best way to describe it for me is like a veil has been removed from my eyes. Like, this veil of insecurities, low self-esteem, body dysmorphia, feeling ugly and self-doubt and all of that, God literally lifted the veil and was like, Pearl, look in the mirror and see how absolutely gorgeously beautiful I created you to be. Hello guys, hello friends, and welcome to Death to Self podcast, a podcast navigating Christianity in your 20s and how to be in the world and not of it. Today we're going to talk about dying to our insecurities, specifically with regards to our looks, body image, and physical appearance. When your identity is not rooted in Christ, it is very easy for the devil to plant seed of insecurities, especially with regards to our looks, because we are constantly fed with society's beauty standards. Like they say, we must be tall and skinny, but not too skinny. Like, yes, your waist must be slim, but you should also be curvier, like have a little something at the front and the back. They say you shouldn't be too dark. Skin must be clear, like spotless. Like, we don't care if you're going through puberty, adulthood, whatever. Have very clear skin and so on. It's just crazy. Like, there's the media beauty standards, and then there's also beauty standards based on where you are. I am based in South Africa, and with the South African beauty standards, I am like the total opposite. Like, everything about me is a complete opposite of what the South African beauty standard is. And because just a specific type of beauty is appreciated, we get influenced, we compare ourselves with others, and then we feel less beautiful because we are not society's definition of beauty, or we are not the media's definition of beauty. And yeah, we know comparison is a thief of joy, and it most definitely also steals your confidence, because I promise you that if you were the only person in the world, you wouldn't feel insecure because you have no one to compare yourself with. Insecurities might also come from not feeling accepted or validated by people, by men, or if you were bullied or teased about your body. Like, you know, this auntie that keeps telling you, oh, you should lose weight or you should gain weight, or the comments that people just say, like, oh my goodness, you have hip dips, and you didn't even know what hip dips are, but now someone has pointed it out and you're searching how to get rid of hip dips on YouTube. Or with regards to cellulite, love handles, and all of these names that people come up with to make us feel more insecure about things that are very normal. I think that insecurity is rooted in idolatry. Idolatry is when we draw our identity from somewhere else but Jesus. If we are rooted in Christ and we see ourselves the way God sees us, then we would not be so bothered by society's beauty standards, by people's comments on our bodies and all of that. But because you put all of your worth on your looks and your physical appearance, now if someone says you've gained weight, you're gonna cry yourself to sleep, like it's the end of the world, and now you're going on a weight loss journey because you've put all your worth based on how you look instead of focusing on who God created you to be. So you're idolizing your looks and that causes insecurities. Do y'all get what I mean? And I've definitely been there. Like, one thing my journal will do is expose me. Like, one of my 2020 goals was to lose weight, and I was literally the skinniest I've ever been then. I would starve myself, work out twice a day, and you might think, well, there's nothing wrong with working out twice a day, that's just taking care of yourself. But no, because you should take care of yourself from a place of love and appreciating the vessel that God has blessed you with, not from a place of insecurity and wanting to be accepted or wanting to be someone else. Because I say this in every single episode, but the insecurity is not a body or a face issue or even a society issue. It's none of that. It's a deeper void that only God can fill. And even if you get your ideal dream body, whatever that looks like to you, you still feel the insecurity because you're seeking for validation from something outside of God. When we know that this body of us is just a vessel, is only a vessel, when you know that you are so much more than your looks or your physical appearance, like your physical appearance does not matter to God at all, then you learn to not internalize every negative or positive comment said about your appearance or feel insecure or unworthy because of what you see in the mirror. Like, all of this, your body shape, your complexion, and all of this does not matter to your creator. So why are you making it such a big deal? Like, what does Proverbs 1:30 say? Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be greatly praised. The most important aspect of your life should be the second part, being a woman of God and serving the Lord. And I love how the Bible describes beauty in 1 Peter 3:3-4. It reads, your beauty should not come from your outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and wearing gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is great worth in God's sight. Peter is not saying, oh, you mustn't take care of yourself, you mustn't braid your hair or wear nice clothing or gold jewelry. That's not what his focus is on, but on the fact that you should not put your worth in that. You should not think that that's where your beauty comes from. Like, true beauty and confidence comes from having a relationship with God and finding the beauty within you that is placed there by God. And the opposite is true. Like, our insecurities come from us putting our worth in our looks instead of finding beauty in who God says we are. I think this Bible verse, 1 Peter 3:3-4, is also emphasizing the fact that if you only feel beautiful when you, lack of a better word, I'm gonna say enhanced, when you have like enhanced your beauty. For example, when you have your makeup and you have your lash extensions or a wig, if you only love yourself when you are glammed up, then that's not self-love, because you're hiding who God created you to be behind everything else and behind the beauty enhancement. Also, 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal and the things which are not seen are eternal. And although a lot of people quote this verse with regards to a whole lot of other topics, I think it is relevant with beauty and insecurities, and it perfectly aligns with what Peter says in 1 Peter 3, the fact that we should not focus on what we can see, that is our physical appearance and our outer appearance, because all of this is temporal. But we should focus on our hearts and our soul and seeking God first, like Matthew 6:33. When we seek God first, everything else will be added, as in he will also take care and take away our insecurities and low self-esteem. And insecurities are most definitely not from God. Like, God will not create you and say you're fearfully and wonderfully made and then tell you that you're not beautiful enough. Like, huh? Make it make sense. insecurities are not from God. And if it is not from God, then who is it from? Our enemy, our adversary, the devil. And I think of it this way. So we let the devil into our lives through sin. And the more we sin, the further we are from God. And the more likely we are to be insecure. So maybe you are focusing on fixing your insecurities by losing weight, gaining weight, changing your complexion, and when all you have to do is grow closer to God. Also know that you can only love others as much as you love yourself. When Jesus was asked what is the greatest commandment in Matthew 22 verse 34, he said, "First you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. And the second is that you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself." As you love yourself, you can only give to your neighbor as much as you give to yourself. So the formula, I'd say, or the pattern, is God first, then love yourself, then love your neighbor. And our insecurities hinder us from loving ourselves, thus hindering us from loving our neighbor and pouring into our own cup. So here's how we can die of our insecurities. Death to insecurities. The first and foremost always is to pray. Pray for God's delivery over your insecurities. Pray for God to beautify you. And this does not mean that, oh, he'll give you a slimmer waist and all of that, but he will make you see yourself as who he has created you to be. So when you pray for God to beautify you, is God showing you the beauty within you that he placed there when he created you? And always, always remember, self-love is not the best love. God's love is. I actually have like a whole podcast episode on this. Self-love is not the best love. God's love is. And through God, you can learn to love yourself and then others. So our focus is not how do we love ourselves, how do we let go of that insecurity, but instead, how do we dwell in God's love so he can teach us how to love ourselves? Let me repeat that. So your focus should not be how do I let go of this insecurity, how do I love myself more, but instead, how do I dwell in God's love so that he teaches me how to love myself? And another thing you can do to die to your insecurities is affirm yourself with the word of God. Not worldly affirmation like, oh, I am beautiful, I am worthy, I am unique, I am enough. Like, based on what? Like, those are just empty promises. Like, Solomon would describe it as chasing the wind. Affirm yourself with the word of God. I am God's masterpiece. I am fearfully and wonderfully made in his image. I am chosen. I am royalty. If you can write them on sticky notes and like stick them on your mirror or have it on your lock screen, whatever or however you can, remind yourself of what God has said concerning you. Another way we can die to our insecurities is be mindful of the people that pour into you. Be sure that the voices that are pouring into you are not damaging you, because like I am a living testimony. Well, not, it's not that deep, but like I've basically experienced, you know, not feeling insecure about a certain part of my body until someone that is around me points it out, and then now I feel insecure about it. So just be mindful of the people that pour into you. Make sure that they are not magnifying your insecurities or telling you about new body parts you should be insecure about and all of that. And also know that it is okay to unfollow who you need to unfollow. Like, whoever it is making you to feel insecure, it is okay to mute their story, their status, oh wow, their status, I'd say status, whatever, like the WhatsApp thing. It's okay to mute their status until you feel better about yourself. Also, be very mindful of who you follow as well, or what you feed yourself on social media. Know that you are set apart, not meant to fit the world standards. Like, when God created you, he set you apart. You are uniquely made in his image. No one is you, and that is what makes you special. I also think learning to love yourself how God created you to be in your most natural state is a big step as well. Like, some of us are convinced that we are confident, but we cannot go out without putting on makeup, or we cannot spend a week without lash extensions, or we're always hiding our natural hair behind the wigs or braids. Like, you don't want to go out with your natural hair. That is insecurity, you know. That is insecurity. If you are not fully confident in how God has created you to be, ask yourself and answer sincerely, do you feel beautiful without all the beauty enhancement, all the makeup, lash extensions, and all of that? If your answer is no, then you do need to go to God for him to help you overcome the insecurities. Also, Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So watch the words that you speak to yourselves. It does not matter how low you feel like that moment is. Watch the word you speak to yourself. You want to speak life to yourself instead of, I'm so ugly. Oh man, please don't be that girl. Do not be that girl. Absolutely not. Just don't be that girl, you know, calling yourself ugly, unattractive, or just using bad words to describe yourself, especially in front of people. Like, please don't do that. That's uncomfortable. So speak life. And what is life? Life is the word of God. The truth is the word of God. It's important for us to also know that confidence is linear. You might wake up one day and you feel like the most confident work woman of God, and another day you just don't feel like it. But don't be too hard on yourself, as long as you don't stay in the mood of not feeling like it for too long. Like, it's okay for your confidence to fluctuate, but as long as you know who you are in Christ, that's what matters the most. And you always have a reason to feel insecure. Like, there are literally people working 24/7 to look for new things for you to be insecure about. Soon they'll say, oh, the shape of your eyes, there's something wrong with it, or your legs, or your nails. Like, there's just always something that people have to make you feel insecure. You will always have a reason to feel insecure. When you have the reason, you have a choice to not feed your insecurities. Do not feed your insecurities, but feed yourself with who you are in Christ. And let me remind you of who you are in Christ and how God sees you. First off, you are so much more worth than your looks. You are blessed beyond measure. You are appreciated by your Father. You are heard by him. Whenever you pray, he hears you. Yes, you are fearfully and wonderfully made in his image and likeness for a greater purpose. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says you have been made new in Christ, meaning insecurities has been crucified with Christ. You have been made new in Christ. God sees you in your lowest moments, in your highest moments. He sees you. You are chosen. You are gifted. He literally calls you his masterpiece. Like, there is a gift that God has placed inside of you. God planted something very special in you. You are made in the image of God. Can I just emphasize that you are made in the image of God? Like, he has given you an identity and a purpose, and validated you by sending his only son to die on the cross for your sins. You are God's prized possession. You are literally his precious jewel. Like, if God had a phone, you will be his wallpaper. If he had a wallet, your picture will be in it. Like, that is how precious you are in God's eyes. You are worth more than rubies. You are worth more than rubies. You are an anointed vessel of God, and he loves you so, so, so much more than the world can comprehend. And thank you so, so much for listening to this podcast episode. I hope it helps you overcome your insecurities and just find beauty in Christ. I love you so dearly. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at Dead to Self Podcast and on YouTube at Dead to Self by Pearl. And my DMs are open for any questions. And thank you so much for listening. Never forget, Jesus loves you more than the world can comprehend. Bye.